Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The Dominican campaign of solidarity with Cuba continued with the 33rd National Meeting of Solidarity with that Caribbean nation, its national coordinator, Roberto Payano, confirmed. On Sunday, members of the campaign in different provinces reviewed the activities carried out this year in support of the island and approved the work program for 2024, although Payano commented to Prensa Latina, "This is always enriched taking into account the cultural, historical, and social relations that unite the two countries." Cuban ambassador to India Alejandro Simancas highlighted the possibilities of cooperation in the film industry between the two countries. Invited by the Marwa Studios Complex, considered the first film center in northern India, the Cuban diplomat was the guest of honor on the last day of the 16th Global Festival of that industry in Noida, Uttar Pradesh. Before the screening of the film, Cuentos de un Día Más, by renowned director Fernando Perez, Sandeep Marwa, president and founder of the studio and the AFT, University of Media and Arts, presented Simancas with recognition for his contribution to cultural collaboration between Cuba and India. President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the deep ties of friendship and cooperation that unite the island with the Caribbean countries. On the occasion of CARICOM Cuba Day, the head of state recalled in his X account that this date is celebrated in recognition of the 51st anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Cuba and Barbados, Guyana, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago. Díaz-Canel noted that the decision opened the way for Cuba's ties with the rest of the nations of the Caribbean community and recalled that courageous decision in hostile context of attempted diplomatic isolation imposed by the United States on Cuba. The European for Cuba channel confirmed that its second international meeting of solidarity with the island and condemnation of the U.S. blockade will be held in the Spanish city of Bilbao from January 26 to 28, where new actions against the policy will be defined. Parliamentarians and representatives of solidarity associations, trade unions, and political forces will animate the Bilbao meeting that will review the activities organized in the last year by the channel after the first meeting held in early 2023 in Seville. According to coordinators of the channel, although it is a European forum, the participation of Latin American delegations will be large. Belarus's Academies of Sciences in Cuba will develop joint scientific projects from December 2023 to December 2025, Cuba's ambassador to Minsk, Santiago Perez, told Prensa Latina. The diplomat said that these projects were chosen in the context of the first contest of Belarus's National Academy of Sciences and Cuba's Ministry of Science, Technology, and the Environment. For both nations, this is important, since the cooperation deals signed on November 29, 2022, will become a reality. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.